Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Hi, John.
So we're going to talk about the last classical concert of our 75th season.
Yes.
So what Bernstein.
Mm-hmm. Next year, John, as you know, is Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday.
Thank you for reminding me. I might have forgotten to buy him a gift.
Yeah, in 1918 he's born. So everybody's going to be doing Bernstein next year. So I thought, let's get a jump early on it before everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
And his Symphony of Psalms, he was commissioned to do this in 1965. And it is for full chorus, which will be beautiful, full orchestra. Actually, there's 6 percussionists in it. Because one of the psalms is about make a joyful noise.
Oh, good.
And it's all in Hebrew, which is very challenging for the chorus. And I'm hoping a lot of our Jewish friends, just because we don't get to do things in Hebrew so often, will come and join us for this, because we do things in French and Italian and German all the time.
No, it sounds exotic.
Yeah, it is. And there's all kinds of psalms, because there's everything from why do we war with each other to the Lord is my shepherd, the Psalm 23, but all in Hebrew. So.
Well, this is a good time of year to be doing this, too, because while Easter is quite late this year, and I assume Passover is, too, it's that time of year when people, know, spring and resurrection and
absolutely
all that good stuff. So.
Yeah, lilies. And John, also, just if you don't mind, I wanted to tell you that we have, for the first time in my life, I'm working with a countertenor.
Yeah, tell us about it. What is a countertenor?
It's a person who has, you might have a speaking voice like mine. I have a sort of baritone. But he has the ability in his vocal technical range to sing up here.
Falsetto.
Yeah, but it actually, what's interesting is it isn't actually a falsetto.
It isn't?
It actually is a register in his voice, so he doesn't have to sing like you and I would in a falsetto. And he came and worked with me yesterday. His name is Thomas Allan, and he's a young conductor and composer and singer, and he's got just a beautiful voice. So either a boy sings the part or a countertenor.
Is he exclusively a countertenor?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful, pure voice for expressing that the Lord is my shepherd, psalm. And it's a beautiful voice. I heard him 2 years ago audition, and so now we got a countertenor.
And what makes these? All right, we have to give it up and talk about something else.
Okay.
Quickly, what makes them the Chichester Psalm?
Oh, because of the cathedral in southern England, the Chichester Cathedral, where they commissioned him to do this piece.
I'm good with that. Okay.
Okay, great.
And Mozart and Beethoven are also on this program.
Yes, so we have our wonderful Janet Ingle, who's our principal oboist, playing the Mozart Oboe Concerto, which will put us all in heaven. And then my favorite, actually, believe it or not, Beethoven Symphony No. 4.
I understand. So not the 9th.
Not the 9th, not the 5th, not the 7th, not the 3rd. All fantastic, all genius. But I love this 4th. It's like the little, I don't know, it's the little sister of some of them. And it's so funny and so full of zip and flirtation and fun and not the serious Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of oboists, I finally broke down. I thought it would be too close to what we do for a living, and I couldn't bear the thought of watching Mozart in the Jungle.
Oh.
But I, of course, consumed all 3 seasons of it in 1 week.
Oh.
And have you seen it?
No, not at all. I just know about
you're
the
original. You're like me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, yeah. But, and?
I don't want to hear about their struggles. Well, because I'm Bernadette Peters.
Oh, you are?
And you're Gael Garcia Bernal.
Oh, is he bad?
Oh, he's fabulous.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
No. He's,
oh, okay.
They're both incredible. And actually, the worst among them is the retired conductor, who is played by Malcolm McDowell. It's a riot.
And does it tell the truth about what goes on in our business?
Yeah, and it's a lot about the union musicians. That's a lot about their lives. It's a big soap opera.
Yeah, yeah.
But the oboist, a girl who would like to be a full-time oboist in the orchestra that he conducts, is because he's like a Dudamel type.
Yes.
Gael Garcia Bernal. And she would like to be in the orchestra, and she becomes his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Haley. He calls her Hailai.
Oh.
That's his
very exotic
nickname. So anyway, it's great. And I recommend it to anybody, but I don't recommend that they watch that and not come to our concert.
No. But as with Amadeus, if not everything in the movie about you know, Mozart is true, but it raises everyone's consciousness about the genius of Mozart. And if this raises everybody's consciousness about symphony, totally cool.
Yeah. And Mozart talks to him, appears to him and talks to
him.
Other conductors do as well, but primarily Mozart does.
Oh, very lucky. I don't get this.
Yeah. So, no, you don't get this. No, I'm sorry. All right. Well, thanks for being here to tell us about our final classical concert of the season. And we'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.